2026 will be one of the most important financial years of the next decade. Now, not because something magical happens, not because of a prediction, not because of hype, but because multiple cycles, monetary, technological, and geopolitical, they're all converging at the same time. Now, when cycles line up like this, they create opportunity. And as exciting as that is, unfortunately, most people, they're gonna miss it. It's not because they're wrong about the market, not because they don't see what's coming, but because they won't be prepared when the opportunity arrives. Now, this isn't about motivation. This isn't about manifestation. This isn't about some vision board, right? This is preparation. So in this video, I'm going to walk you through the exact system that I use to prepare for years just like 2026, financially, structurally, and personally, so that when volatility and opportunity both show up, I'm ready to execute. Now, to explain why all this matters so much, let me show you something. So right here, we have an empty jar. Obviously. But what this jar represents is your time. This is your attention. This is your focus. More importantly, what this empty jar represents is your capacity to execute. This is how much capacity you have to execute on all the opportunities that are coming up. Okay. Now, right here, we have sand. Now, what this sand represents is all the little things that you're going to be dealing with every single day, every single week. These are emails. This is news that you're keeping up with. These are meetings that you're going on. These are phone calls that you're on, right? This is all stuff that you're reacting to every single day, every single week, all year long, all right? Now, you do that stuff, and it takes up a lot of time, takes up a lot of capacity. None of it is life-changing. All right, then we have these rocks. All right, now these rocks are important things. These are things that have to get done. These are reports that you're filling out, things that you have to complete on time. So these things are more important, but they're not going to change the direction of your life. They're not going to change the entire course of your life. They are not life-defining, all right? So now we have all these medium rocks, but then we have the things in life that really matter. These are the things that will change the entire course of your life. These are things that you'll remember for the rest of your life. These are things that will define your year, and these will define your life. But the problem is, as you can see, I could only get three of those things in. The things that matter the most to me, the things that will change my life more than anything, I didn't have any capacity for. There's no room. So that's never going to work. So we don't want to do it like that. Let's dump all that out. Here's how things should actually be done. This is what happens when I manage my capacity to execute and I do it intentionally. Watch what happens if I do it in the right order. Now I get the most important things to me. These are the things that will change the course of my life. These are the things that will build my wealth for myself, for my retirement, build my wealth for my legacy. These are new skills, new businesses that I start, new languages that I create, travel that I do with my family, things I do with my kids as they're growing up or with my wife. And I take all of these important things. These are the needle movers. This is what changes my life. And I fill up my capacity with that first. Then I can take all of the medium stuff that still needs to be done. It's still important, but it's not the most important thing. And what happens is when I fill this in, as you can see, it can fill all around. As a matter of fact, it all falls below the rim of those big rocks. And then I can take all of the other things in life that come up. I can take the phone calls and I can take the meetings and I can take all the other little things and I can put that in and I can shake it up. And it all falls below the level of my big rocks. When we stack things with intention, when we stack things the right way, then everything fits. Everything can fit in. But this is exactly why people miss wealth cycles. They've stuffed their life so full of looking at the news, doom scrolling, all these things that they don't have the capacity left to execute. Now, I have a simple system. So when opportunity shows up, I'm able to take advantage of it. And 2026 is going to be the year for you and I where big rocks is going to matter. And so you need to make sure you have the capacity for that. Why do I think 2026 is going to be so life-defining? Let me give you a couple areas that I'm focused on specifically for 2026 before I give you an entire system to figure this out, to build it for yourself, and to manage it. Before we get into that, let me tell you a couple things. Number one, the United States government, the Federal Reserve, the biggest central bank of the world, just went from quantitative tightening, the fastest monetary tightening policy we've seen in history, and they just switched it to quantitative easing. Not only do they go from tightening to easing, they started back up quantitative easing already with $40 billion a month injecting in. Now, when they do that, that means a massive increase in liquidity. A massive increase in liquidity means asset prices going up. Why? Not because the economy is falling apart like a lot of people on mainstream media are trying to tell you, but because the government's debt can't be paid. The government's debt has to be rolled because the government are forced to spend. Because monetary repression is the key for the government to fight inflation. Now, on top of that, we have the technology cycles that I talk about all the time. We have the 50-year technological revolution cycle that we're in the second phase of right now. We have AI and Bitcoin converging, and AI is having a massive boom, and it's not in price discovery anymore. It's now in full-blown deployment, and what that means is we have capital expenditure, we have productivity gains, we have massive earnings growth, and we're literally watching like an arms race. It's like a nuclear arms race or a race to the moon where it looks like China and the U.S. are racing to build this out. And what that means is a massive amount of spending. Spending where? Spending in technology, spending in commodities, things like that. On top of it, we have the institutions that are now getting institutionally, structurally involved in the market. We're seeing how ETFs are changing the entire plumbing of the market. And the U.S. now, under Donald Trump, is now signaling a Bitcoin as a strategic reserve. Now, Bitcoin looks like it's ready to rip, in my opinion. I understand it's about 30% down from its all-time high. But if you look at all the on-chain data indicators, it doesn't show a top of the market cycle. As a matter of fact, it shows historic buying opportunities. It looks like gold's ready to rip, about ready to go higher. And the U.S. is reindustrializing, meaning building new factories, new mining, new refineries at a faster rate than any time since World War II. You add all of that up, and we are talking an enormous amount of liquidity and spending that's going to push asset prices up higher and faster than we've ever seen before, at least in our lifetime. Now, most people are still going to miss this. As bullish as that is, most people are going to completely miss out because they think that wealth is built by picking the right asset. They think they have to find the one lucky stock pick, but that's not it. You see, wealth is about having the capacity to act when volatility and opportunity both arrive. I have to make sure I have the room. You see, it has to be engineered beforehand. So let me show you the system that I use that you can follow right now to build out your year. Check it out. First, identifying what are the big rocks in your life. What are the most important things that are going to move your needle forward so you don't get filled up with the minutiae details of the sand in the middle rocks? Because we have to protect our capacity so that we can take advantage of years like 2026 that are coming. So what we want to do first is it starts with reflection. We need to stop and think. Now, one of my favorite quotes is Henry Ford said that thinking is such hard work. That's why so few people do it. So there's studies that have been shown that most people can't like sit alone by themselves in quiet without their phone for like 20 minutes. But can we sit there and can we think? Can we ponder? Maybe you should go on a walk, do something. But it all starts with a state of reflection. Now, to help you out, I've laid out some categories and here's how I think through it. Okay, so to help you, I've given you a couple different columns to think through and just ask yourself, go on a walk, like I said, think about this, go on a bike ride, go down to the beach, whatever it is, the park, talk to your wife, your spouse, whatever, and think through these. So number one, energized. What did I do over the last year that gave me energy? What are things that I liked that I could do more of, that I felt alive with doing? So for example, for me, this might be like deep work blocks. I love creating. I love creating content. I love creating systems. And so I need big blocks of deep work where I can fall into my work. And when I do that, time stands still. I can go for hours and hours and sometimes days. That gives me energy. I love deep work blocks for me. You know what else I love? I love teaching. So I love the deep work of creating lessons. And then I love sitting down. I love teaching these lessons. I love coaching these lessons. I love seeing people transform their life based off of new information because I know what it's done to me. And I love that. I also love physical activity. So whether that's going to the gym every single morning, thinking about my health, going surfing, playing tennis, riding my dirt bike, whatever it is, I love physical activity. When I do those things, I feel alive, I feel energetic, I want to do more of those things. I also love my family. I love going on family trips. If you follow me on social media like Instagram, we'll link to that down below if you want play-by-play. But we take lots of surf trips and we take snowboard trips and trips to Mexico, all over the world. And when I'm with my family and we're exploring new things and I'm, I guess, teaching them and showing them things, I feel lots of energy. So these are things that I would like to do more of. There's a simple philosophy I have in life. Find out things that work and do more of those. Very simple. And then the opposite of that is find things that don't work and do less of those. And so we want to find things in our life that drain us. What are things that I have to do now or I did this year that I don't like? Things that I don't want to do more of, I don't want to fill up my time with. And so those could be like, let's say like constant like news or doom scrolling. You ever get caught into like just scrolling? You keep thinking there's going to be something good. It never comes. I don't like busy work, right? So it's sort of the opposite for me. I like deep work. So busy work, I hate it. It drains my energy. I don't want to do it. I try and get rid of that as much as possible. I almost never take calls. I hate low leverage calls. I do a lot of video calls. I try to put them all in one single day. It's a whole nother topic. But I don't like low leverage calls. They drain my energy. I don't feel like I'm getting anything done because they take away my capacity to do deep work. Or I don't like always having to be on, always on. I don't like that. I need breaks. I want to go jump in the water. I want my sports time. I want my family time. So I don't always be on. So when I do these things, they drain my energy. I want less of those. Okay. Then we think about what do I want to do more of and what do I want to do less of? Well, I want to do more deep work, so more focus time. So I need to plan my calendar so I have the capacity for that. I want more like health time. Right? I want more time with my family, obviously, right? And then the opposite would be I want less of this. I want less scrolling time. I want less busy calls, right? I don't want to always be on, so I want time blocking so I can block time with my family. All right, so we start with thinking through what are the things I want more of so I can start to plan my life. Don't worry, I'm going to bring all this together. I'm going to show you the system that I use. Okay, now once we've made a list of this, and as a matter of fact, down below, I'll link to some free resources that I have. I'm going to give you an entire checklist that will walk you through that you can ask yourself the questions and write stuff down, follow along play by play. I'm also going to give you a couple other tools that I have, but don't go get them yet because I haven't taught you how to use them. Okay, then what we want to do is we want to think through next year, 2026, and I want every single year to be a headline year, meaning, oh, remember 2024? That was the year we fill in the blank. Oh, remember 2025? That was the year we 2026 is the year what? 2026 is the year what? I wrote a book. 2026 is the year I what? I don't know. Launched a podcast. 2026 was the year I built my wealth operating system. This is what I'd recommend because every year is going to be, this year is going to be amazing. So what is this year going to be defined as? All right. We want one big goal. The reason why we want one big goal is so that we can think about each year moving our life forward. When you look back through your life, if you're old like I am, you can see how one small decision in the past radically shifted or changed the course of the trajectory of your life. And so we want to pre-plan that every year. What is this year? It's the year I'm going to learn Spanish. It's the year I'm going to go back to school, get my degree. It's the year I'm going to what? All right, so we think through that. Okay, so now we know what we want the year to be defined by. We also have a list of things we want to do more of that we like that give us energy and things we want to do less of that drain our energy. But there's still more things that we need to consider before we start to make our system and our plan. Come back over here. Let me show what I'm talking about. All right, so we've made a list of things that we like and things that we don't like and energy and all those things we want our year to be defined by. But we still need to think through the rest of our big rocks. So what are the things that are actually going to move the needle for us? Now, I'm using rocks as illustration. You might want to use some colored stickies. Now, like I said, I have a whole system down below I'm going to give you for free, color-coded. I have some tools, some free downloads I'll give you. But right now, just so you can stick with me, you can see what we're doing. I like to color-code things so I can understand them. They could be personal things. They could be business things. Some are about promotions or sales things I have to do. They're green. And so we can start to do that. Now, these are big rocks. So for example, I need to make sure I have the right tax strategy in place. A lot of people go at the end of the year, they go to their H&R Block, to their CPA, whatever, and say, hey, CPA, here's my stuff, file my taxes. But what I do is before the year starts, I plan out all the things I need to do to reduce my taxes as low as possible so that I have more money to invest. So I want to have my tax strategy. Where am I going to work on that? That's pretty intensive. Okay, I'm going to do that here in February. Okay, then I have another one. I need to make sure that I have the right legal entities. These might be trusts to protect my assets. These might be corporations so I could license my IP from one corporation to the next. It might be I want to get paid from another state or another country. And so I need to set those up. I have that here. This might be that I need to set up new credit lines. I want to have credit lines to do my new real estate deals or my new business ventures or alchemy to create money out of a tax arbitrage. And so when do I work with the banks and my credit companies to get those set up? And so those are ideas of big rocks. And again, I might want to write those things down here. When it comes to wealth, maybe I have a sales promotion. Okay, that's going to go here. Maybe I have a live event that I want to do, and I'm going to put that here. And then I'm going to start mapping this out in a big calendar like this. All right. Now, those are the big rocks around wealth. And of course, those are going to be some of the biggest rocks we're going to put down because those really drive the needle forward. All right. Now, this might actually be a little bit more important, but I put it second for you. And I only put it second for you because you follow me mostly for financial macroeconomic information. But I think that money is not the goal. It's not the purpose. It's not the ends. Money is the means to the ends. The ends are the life that I have. And so what I think should probably be first is, what is the actual life that I want? And then how do I build my business, my career? How do I make the money to support the life that I want? And what I see in my coaching programs is I've coached way too many people who have maybe had success, maybe had a lot of success, maybe they've made a lot of money, but they have no life. They're not taking any trips with their family. They never have any time to recover. They have no hobbies, right? They don't have any personal growth because they're working all the time. And maybe, sure, once a year, twice a year, they peel away a little bit. And they're trying to squeeze a little bit of life in over their work. But what I think is that we should identify the ideal life that we want and then figure out a way to work and make money to support that life. So the next thing we want to do is we wanted to come up with our misogi. All right, now that's the one big thing we talked about. That's the one big year identifying thing. And the reason why you want that, like I said, is to identify this year, but also to give us something to focus our year on, to prepare us so we can focus on that. Then I'm also going to want to think through, like for me, because I have a family, I want lots of family trips. So when do my kids get out of school? Okay, we'll probably put a family trip here. When do my kids have vacations? Okay, Thanksgiving. Okay, we'll probably put one there. Christmas. We'll probably put one there. What else? Well, my kids love to go snowboarding. So I'm probably going to put a trip here in January. And my kids also like to go whatever. But also, what about my own personal growth? I'm probably going to want to go to some seminars, some live events, some coaching, some masterminds so I can personally grow, so I can continue to show up the best for my family and for my business. So I'm probably going to need to go to this mastermind event and this business networking event. So you can see that these are the things that are going to move my life forward. If I go make these connections at the mastermind event and learn these skills, that can change the course of my life. My kids, I might only have two or three summers left with my kids. If I do this trip with my family, that changes my life. All right. So now I have all these big rocks. And the key is here is that, like I said, wealth is the engine, but life is the ultimate goal. That's the destination that we want. And if you don't design this intentionally, you may, hopefully, I hope that you end up rich, but you could end up exhausted. You could end up maybe being very successful business-wise or financially, but you might be completely empty. Now, I want to give you an exact system you can download to follow. But before I do, I just want to show you, while this is a blank calendar that you're looking at here, as a matter of fact, if I flip this over, you can see that this is actually my 2025 calendar that's filled out exactly this way. So what you can see here, starting in January, in black are when I'm out of the office, but I'm on business trips. So I was on a out for New Year's here. The green, that's money. So this was a 3-day live event for the Wealth Operating System I did last January. The red is business trip. So I was out speaking at an event, and then I went on a snowboard trip here. Then I took my family on a surf trip to Indonesia, all right here. Right. And then I did a business trip. I had to go speak in Chile. And then I went on a snowboard trip to Alaska. And then I went to the strategy conference in Florida. Then I went on a vacation to Cabo. Then I had to go to Bitcoin Vegas and speak. And so you can see this is all here. So I am using this here. It's not just a blank one. And I map it out the same way. But let me show you a better way to do this. Okay, now I want to give you an exact tool so you can do this on your own. So I want to show you exactly how it works before I give it to you so you can understand it. Because if you want to make 2026 the best year ever, you have to do it intentionally. And before I walk over to my computer and I show you this, I did want to let you know that, again, this January, I'm also hosting a 3-day live event where I'm going to teach you how to build all of these wealth systems, the wealth operating systems, the tax systems, the entities, the structures, the asset protection, the time management, and the wealth layering, the wealth multiplication strategies. So if you want to make 2026 the best year, you should be building out your own wealth operating system. And I'm going to go live for 3 days. I'm going to teach all that to you. I'm going to put a link down below if you want to join me. I typically only teach this in person at my small mastermind events. It's one time a year I do it virtually. So check it out. I'll put a link down below. All right. So I want to give you the exact tool, a piece of technology that you can use to make this so simple and easy that you and your entire team can win. Let's go to my computer. Come on. All right. So check this out. What we have right here is a Google sheet that I have formatted to give you a year in review. Now, this is the entire year, all of January, February, March. Each month is color coded right here. And what you can see here, the shaded areas represent weekends. So you can very easily see what you're doing, where the weekends are. Now, for me over here on the far left, I've color coded these like we talked about before. So anything on here red will be business travel. Anything on here that will be gray will be personal travel. Green stuff is money, sales promotions, things like that. Orange stuff is like sales fulfillment, things that have to do. These are the big rocks for me. And this is kind of how I plan this out. Now to give you, I'm going to give you a link down below so you can download your own version of this. But let me kind of show you how I have this filled out. So this is my actual, let's see, this is 2025 year at a glance. If you want to get stressed out, look at this. This is my 2025 big rocks. So gray, again, I was out for New Year's. I had my big promotion, the Wealth Operating System 2025. That was this past January. Again, we'll be doing one in 2026 in a couple weeks if you want to come. Then I went and spoke at this conference in Canada. And then I went snowboarding for a couple days. And then I took my whole family here to Indonesia surfing and on and on. You can see I had to go speak at this conference. I went to Bitcoin Vegas and spoke there. I went to Prague and spoke at Bitcoin Prague. And you can see how that works. And the entire year is literally mapped out, all the big rocks, all the gray. These are personal things, the red business things, and the green money things. So every single month, I go live on YouTube and I do these deep trainings and teachings. And so all of those are on there. You can see those are all big and important to me. Thanksgiving break here, Christmas break we're about to go on, and so forth. And 2026, you can just see real quickly, I've started to frame this up. I typically spend the last about 2 weeks of the year really framing this up. I haven't got there yet, but this is already stuff that I have visibility to. And you can see I've already started to fill out my 2026 calendar, including all of these live events. Again, about once a month I go live. And so I have them all mapped out right here, exactly when that's going to happen. I know right now. So down below, we'll put a link down below. You can download actually this entire stack right here. It's the entire battle board. So there's weekly, monthly, quarterly outcomes all the way down, but you get this year overview. Now, also real quick, what I want to give you is this life design homework packet. So if you go through this real quick, you can find like, what did you love? So you can fill this out. What do you want to eliminate? What lessons did you learn in 2025? What should you multiply in 2026? What areas do you want to protect? What values will you prioritize this year? How you can make 2026 a headline year, what your headline will be, why this matters to you, what key milestones, all of this, plan out all your big rocks. So I want to give you this entire worksheet along with this entire battle board template as well. All right, so before we bring all this home, I want to make sure that you take all this and make 2026 the most transformational year of your entire life, and then you can only build from there. But before we do, let's go jump back over to the desk so I can bring this home for you. The philosophy that I run my life on, my entire business is built on, and all my coaching programs are built on, is something that's called build or be built. You will either build the life that you want, or you have a life built by default. You will either build the life of your dreams, or someone else may hire you to build theirs. If you don't stop and think, what is it that I want? And then write that down, like we've just walked through, and then build a system like I just taught you and I'll link down to below, and build that system. How will you achieve it? How can you get what you want in life if you don't even know what that is? As a matter of fact, you can't. So it all starts with one word, and that's intentionality. You either build that life or you just live a life by default. But I'm inviting you to take this moment right now to make 2026 the best year of your life. And so anyway, download the free guides, spend the next couple of weeks, the end of 2026, thinking through this, writing this stuff down, planning it. And if you want to learn how to build these wealth operating systems so you can keep more of your hard-earned money, you can invest it in layers, getting $1 to do two jobs, three jobs, four jobs, five jobs. If you want to create an entire system to get more time back, build your wealth faster than you've ever imagined, in a group environment, I'm going to go live for 3 days. I'm going to coach this entire system. I'm bringing on a bunch of world-class experts to help me. And it's called the Wealth Operating System Accelerator Event. Again, I typically only do these in live, small group mastermind events. But one time a year, I'm going to do it live virtually so almost anybody can access it. So check it out. I'll put a link down below. If you want to make 2026 the best year, not just from an intentionality standpoint with this, but from a wealth standpoint, come check it out. And I hope to see you there.